We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. I am Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA.
Hey, we're back. We're here every week and we love doing this together because our community is so important to us. Jay and I both love the interview, the special guests we have each week because they care about the community as well. So every time you listen, you might find about some new services or wonderful programs out there or heroes in our area. So if you'd actually like to have us have you as a guest, please reach out and let us know because we'd love to have you. Well, today we have a special guest. Now, first and foremost, this woman is visibly impaired, which she said she's actually legally blind. And she has been using MTA paratransit off and on for the past 20 plus years. She is the president of the Mass Transportation Authority Elderly and Disabled Local Advisory Council, better known as LAC. And she's been a member of the council for 2 years. And last year she was the vice president. And this year she was voted in as the president. And she just loves to volunteer and help the community when people need it. So please help me in welcoming a very special guest with us today. It's Rebecca Borka. Thank you for being with us, Becky.
Well, thank you very much. I am surely glad to be here and be able to promote the LAC and MTA and a lot of other things that I do in the community. LAC is primarily there as a partnership with the Mass Transit Authority for Flint, Michigan. We act as an advisory council and council MTA on different transportation issues or services that they can provide within the transportation system to help the elderly and disabled individuals. This year, one of our major projects is to get the MTAFlint.org website up to ADA compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act so that each individual with any kind of a disability can access the website and get information on bus routes and any other information that MTA has to offer.
Well, thank you for that, because it's so important that people know that we're there for them, that we can get them to the doctor's offices or the pharmacy, and that we can take care of anyone and everyone's needs. MTA really does care about the individuals and making their lives easier and better. I know you do too, so we love working with you as a partnership. And just working together helps so many people. And I don't know how you do it all, because you're such a busy girl. I know you're also a member of the Lions Club. You've served as a district and state chairman. And you've been doing that for 3 years along with everything you do at LAC. So I know you're super busy. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and telling us what all you do.
Yeah, I've been with the Lions Club now for 3 years. I'm a state chairperson, which means I'm responsible for 4 districts to provide their citizens with hearing aids through their local individual Lions Clubs. My district is called 11D1, and it encompasses Genesee, Midland, Bay County, and Saginaw County. And then I also have been appointed by our Council of Governors this year to serve a 2-year term for a state chairperson, which I chair a committee of 9 other individuals, district chair people, and it's my job to work with our Lions of Michigan Foundation for our affordable hearing program and to make sure that what services they offer, that information gets distributed throughout the whole state of Michigan.
So if somebody did need some hearing aids or help with the payment of those, how can they get a hold of you or the Lions Club? Who do they contact in order to find out more information?
They can get a hold of me at my email address is Rebecca, R-E-B as in baby, E-C-C-A, Borka, B as in Bill, O-R-K-A, at Comcast.net. They can get a hold of me that way, or they can get a hold of me through the Lions of Michigan Foundation, and they can do that by calling, getting on the website, which is, if they just put in Lions of Michigan Foundation in their search engine, it'll come up and they can click on the link, and there's a number there on their website that they can call, and then they will contact me and let me know that someone needs help so I can contact them back.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for all of that. I know the purpose of the LAC is wonderful too. It is to provide vital input to the transportation planning process and to affect a comprehensive and coordinated service delivery system for the elderly and the disabled people within the areas served by the Mass Transportation Authority here in Flint, Michigan. So
yes,
definitely trying to take care of our people. Go ahead.
Yes. And if they would like to get, if anybody in the community is interested in attending our meetings, we meet every second Wednesday of the month at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're doing it via teleconference right now, but they can get a hold, if they would like to attend meetings, they can get a hold of the customer service at MTA. That number is 810-767-7.
Yep. 810-767-0100.
You've got it. And if they would ask for Mary Stewart. Marie Stewart. Yes, I'm sorry. Marie
That's
Stewart.
Okay.
Then she will direct them. She will get in touch with me and give me the information so that I can contact the person or persons who are interested in coming and attending the meetings, or possibly even joining the and becoming a member of the council.
Wonderful. That number again was 810-767-0100, and ask for Marie Stewart. And she's wonderful. She loves to help people.
Yes.
So at any time.
Yes.
And also, I'm always open. We have an email as well. Jay always helps me with that. Jay, we're going to have people email us if they want to be a guest on the show, if they want to talk more about what Becky said, to want to be a member. So Jay, I want to include you in this too. Give us our new email address.
All right. You can email us at ontheroad@mtaflint.org. Very simple.
It is very simple. And just, our website, mtaflint.org, is always available to anybody. And if you can go on the website, mtaflint.org, you're going to see job openings at all times. We're always hiring. At the very bottom, go all the way down, you'll see the Facebook post, the Twitter post, and you can just click right on there for On the Road, which will give you access to follow us and to listen each and every week as we bring new guests in, just like we heard from Becky Barca today and the wonderful things they do for this community. So, Becky, I got to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and speaking with us today. Is there any last-minute words you'd like to give us?
Well, I would just like to say that I hope everyone has a good experience with their transportation. MTA does their best to accommodate each and every disability or person of any age, and just have a good experience with them. And anytime you need me to come back, I'd be more than happy. We are working on the website to make it accessible for everyone. And I can let you know what the updates are on that and when it'll be up on the server and ready to be used.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for helping so many people and for taking your time to be with us, because that's what we're here for. It's On the Road with MTA to help anybody in our community whenever we can. So thank you for joining us, Becky. Thank you, Jay, for everything. And absolutely, please keep listening to On the Road with MTA and Stephanie Kay.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org, and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.